Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, B'chalotcha. Also coming up, the last lecture in the Larry Roth Memorial Lecture Series, Rabbi Binyamin Lau will be discussing Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta, Rabbinic Leadership and the Modern Jewish Community. This will take place at Pardes in Jerusalem on Wednesday, June 13th at 7:30 p.m. 30 shekels. I hope you can join us. This week, Rabbi David Levenkreus discusses Parsha B'chalotcha. There is a handout for this podcast, which I'll be sending as the next episode, so please print that out and use it to follow along with Rabbi David Levenkreus. Rabbi Levenkreus is a member of the Pardes faculty and also serves as the Pardes Director of Special Programs. And now, Rabbi David Levenkreus.
Thank you, Larry. Today is going to be a short podcast, and you'll soon see why. A story is told of a gabbai, the president of the shul, a rabbi and a chazan, who were captured by pirates and forced to walk the plank. Before they did this, the head of the pirates said to them, "I give you one last request." He turned to the rabbi and said, "Rabbi, what would you like?" And the rabbi said, "You know, there's been a Dvar Torah, there's been a Shiur, there's been a class that I've always wanted to do for Shabbat Shuvah, for the special Shabbat between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's an hour long, it's absolutely beautiful. I'd just like to give this class." The pirate then pointed to the chazan and said to the chazan, "Well, what would you like?" And the chazan said, "You know, I have composed the most beautiful Unetane Tokef, the special prayer on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I've composed the most beautiful Unetane Tokef. It only takes an hour, and I would love to have the chance to sing it before I die." Finally, the pirate turns to the gabbai, to the shul president, and says to him, "Mr. President, what would you like?" The poor president looks at him and says to him, "Kill me first." Somehow, what this president is pointing to is that everything in Judaism often seems to be long. Long services, long shiurim, long explanations, long discussions. It's almost as if we Jews have such power and faith in words. We believe in words so much that we believe that we can solve something by speaking about it. And if it doesn't work to speak about it once, we'll speak about it a second time. And perhaps that explains why shul meetings are so long. Somehow we believe if we talk about things enough, we will eventually manage to solve them, or that talking becomes even a replacement for doing something. In this week's parsha, B'chalotcha, we're going to see an example of something different. We have the story about Miriam, who spoke bad of her brother Moses, and then what happened is that God displayed anger towards them, and the cloud leaves its place, and Miriam gets some type of a scaly disease called Sarat, where she turns white like snow, and Aaron turns to Miriam, he sees how she is ill, and he says to Moses, who has every reason to be angry, since Miriam has spoken evil of him, Aharon turns to his brother Moshe and says, "Vayomer Aaron el Moshe, Bi Adoni, Al natashet aleinu chatat, please, my Lord, do not hold a grudge against us, Asher no'alnu v'asher chatanu, we did wrong things and we sinned. Al natiye kemet, don't let her be like a stillborn child, asher betzetom rechem imo, who came out from his mother's womb, v'yachol chetzi besaro, with half of its flesh rotted away." A really, really horrible image in which you really get a feeling of the degeneration and how disgusting this tzara'at was. He gives this impassioned plea, and then we read, "Vayitzak Moshe," and Moshe calls out, "El Hashem," to God, "Lemor, Elna, Rafana la. Please God, heal her. To my mind, especially in the Hebrew, one of the most beautiful prayers that we have. But why so short? This is possibly one of the shortest prayers there are. Why so short? What I'd like to do today is to take a close literary reading, using mostly modern sources, to try and understand why Moshe spoke so short, and what we can learn from this about the nature of prayer and about our own prayers. Before looking at why it is so short, let's just look at this prayer in general. Rabbi Hertz, in the second commentary on your source sheet, in his famous commentary on the Torah, he says, this prayer is a model of brevity. It says so much in five of the simplest, shortest Hebrew words. El na refana la. Of course, it's more or less a palindrome. A, B, C, B, A. L at the bookends. Within it, the word na, please. And right in the middle, at the center, at the core, refa, heal her. And indeed, Everett Fox, in his translation of the Torah, which tries to echo the sound of the Hebrew, admits here that he is at a loss. He says, I could not find a way to reflect the sound of Hebrew. There's something so beautiful about it, so simple about it, so clever about it. And I have to say, I was very moved the other day when an ambulance went by. And I remember myself as a child, we had a little rhyme that we sang, touch my nose, touch my toes, hope I never go in one of those. And I suddenly heard my kids, I did not teach it to them, they learned it at school. Suddenly they said, El na refana la. Please God, whoever is in that ambulance, please heal them. And I found this so beautiful and so touching, especially since the one that I learned as a child was a bit selfish. Hope I never go in one of those. And this just expressed perhaps what Moshe had felt at the time, which was something bad's happening. Please God, cure her. And indeed the Ibn Ezra says, Ze yore shehaya betzar al achoto. This shows that he was sorry for his sister, even though she spoke badly of him, even though he had every reason to be upset. He feels sorry for her. There's nothing worse than seeing one's relative in such great pain. And the Etz Chaim, the conservative commentary, the modern one, on Bamidbar, says, might we speculate that because Miriam's affliction was caused by her feeling alienated from her brother, the knowledge of his praying for her generated the healing potential within her. Miriam didn't just speak gossip about her brother. It was a sign that there was something the matter with that relationship. That is why she spoke evilly of him. And when Moshe prays, we see that the prayer in a sense is efficacious. It doesn't really matter whether the scales cleared up or not. What happened is that the relationship between them is healed. So we see a lot here about this prayer. It's short, it's unique, it's beautiful, it's constructed wonderfully. It is a sign of pity of Moshe to his sister. It's a prayer that heals regardless of its physical effectivity. So why so short? Different commentaries have different ideas on this one. And in this case, it's particularly telling to see the difference between the modern commentaries and the classical commentaries. Robert Alter, in his commentary, says, number 6 on your source sheet, the rhetorical contrast between Aaron's position to Moses and Moses' position to God is pointed. He's comparing when Aaron speaks to Moshe to when Moshe answers and speaks to God. He says Aaron's speech is relatively lengthy and centers on an elaborate and horrifying, I'll second that, simile of stillbirth for Miriam's skin diseases. Moses' prayer is a mere 5 words and 5 syllables. It's not only 5 words, but each word only has 1 syllable. Devoid of any metaphorical elaboration or explanation of motive and circumstance. a kind of pure verbal distillate of imperatively urgent plea. The starkness of the language makes it all the more affecting. And I think it's very, very interesting that if you look at what Aaron says, what he actually says is horrifying, but the Torah tells us who amaritze, he said it, whereas with Moshe, the prayer is absolutely minimalist, but it says vayitzak, and he cried out, and you can really feel this desperation that it came from the keshkas, from the deepest part of Moshe. Also, when you compare the two, Aaron uses the very literally alna, alna, please do not, almost exaggerating his humility, whereas Moshe twice says the simple word na, please, bavakasha. So we have the comparison of something very elaborate compared with something very, very simple. And this is picked up in the Jewish Study Bible, number 7. Moses' brief prayer for Miriam is an example of biblical prose prayer. The terseness of Moses' prayer may reflect his disappointment with his siblings, and I would add, maybe his disappointment with himself, that he did not do tochacha, that he did not reprove his sister, that he did not realize what was happening and stop it before it was too late. The Jewish Study Bible goes on. Prayer expressed in poetic style, used for more public or ceremonial occasions, is far more common in the Bible. For example, Hannah's lengthy prayer of thanksgiving after Samuel's birth, this, says the Jewish Study Bible, is far more typical of biblical prayer, a little bit like Aaron's prayer, elaborate, clever, whereas this has just got a simplicity to it. A simplicity, by the way, that is very appropriate for Miriam. After the crossing of the Red Sea, we have Az Yashir, this long, beautiful, poetic song. And afterwards it says, Miriam got up together with the women, and they took the timbrels, and just one line of Az Yashir is taken and repeated, Vata'an Miriam, and repeated over and over again. So not only, as the Etz Chaim said, does Miriam feel that the prayer gives her a renewed connection to Moses, but it's a prayer that's very appropriate for her, very appropriate for Miriam, who is a woman who, when she herself showed praise to God, used a very, very short prayer. The complex feelings that Moshe feels, that is mentioned in number 7 in the Jewish Study Bible, is also picked up on in the JPS's commentary. It writes, Moses is caught in a dilemma. On the one hand, Miriam had spoken openly against him and deserved to be punished. On the other hand, as his sister, she evoked his compassion. Siblings stick up for each other regardless. The result is this terse prayer. Its brevity seems to reveal Moses' lack of enthusiasm and a minimal compliance with Aaron's plea. A different idea. An idea that Moses kept it short in order to have done what Aaron said, but no more than that. And another idea of the complex personality. Rashi 2 in number 9 echoes this idea of the dilemma of Moshe. He writes, why did Moses not pray at length so that Israel should not say, Achoto netuna betzara, v'hu omed umarbe betfila? His sister is in a state of distress and he stands and prays a great deal. He should be helping her. This is a time for action, not a time for praying to God. It's a very, very powerful idea. Alternatively, it says, Moses did not pray at length for Miriam so that Israel should not say, Bishvil achoto umarich betfila, for his sister he prays at length. Aval bishvilenu eno marich betfila, but for us he does not pray at length. Moses does not want to be accused of favoritism. Moses wants to treat everybody equally. He's worried about what things will look like. And so, as you can see, we have a large number of reasons that is given why Moses' prayer was so short. It came from the Kishkas and said everything that needs to be said. In a simple way, it was a prayer of desperation, the ultimate prayer, God help me. There was some passive-aggressive behavior going on. He was secretly angry at his siblings. He had a dilemma because he felt he had to pray, but on the other hand didn't really want to. Or perhaps he didn't want it to look as if he prayed for his sister and not for others. And yet another reason, Moses was a doer, and in this case he felt his job was to do. So where does that leave us? In the Sifri, there is a beautiful, beautiful comment. Rabbi Eliezer's students asked him, how much should a person extend their prayers? Rabbi Eliezer said to them, no longer than Moses, as it says, I threw myself before God for 40 days and 40 nights as before. And how long should one abbreviate one's prayers? Rabbi Eliezer said to his students, don't abbreviate more than Moses, who said, El na, refana la. God, please heal her. There is a time to say long prayers and a time to say short ones. Sometimes less is more. I promised a short Dvar Torah today, a short podcast, and so I think I will finish off.
Thank you, Rabbi Levin Cruz. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.